KXCI Tucson, this is Thesis Thursday. Thesis Thursday is a program where we invite our friends from the University of Arizona to come on the air with us. I like to ask them about what they're working on, their plans for the future, and we even talk a little bit about music. Joining me in the studio today is Amanda Ruelas. Welcome to Thesis Thursday, Amanda.
Hi, thanks for having me.
What are you working on out there at the U of A?
I'm currently a senior, and I'm studying molecular and cellular biology with a minor in biochemistry. And then I also work through UBurp in Dr. Curtis Thorne's lab.
What are you doing in the lab?
We study like the molecular mechanisms of colon cancer. Colon cancer exhibits uncontrolled cellular proliferation, which basically just means that the cells are dividing way too much. This can be really harmful because the more times a cell divides, the more chances that that cell has to develop mutations, which can ultimately lead to cancer. Specifically, when a cell divides, there's like a cell cycle checkpoint kind of thing where it goes through stages, G1, G2, S phase, where different proteins come in and make sure that the cell is dividing the way it should be. During DNA synthesis, there are certain mechanisms in place where it will make sure that if DNA is damaged, that it either repairs it or it stops DNA from replicating at all so that the cell doesn't divide, so that it doesn't pass down mutations.
So it's like it gets a repair order or like a cease and desist.
Yes, it tells the cell, you're good, you're ready to divide into a new cell, or you have way too many mutations going on. You need to calm down and not divide.
Can you give me a little bit of an idea of what you have been observing?
My project revolves around proteins called kinases. They are highly associated with cellular pathways that either induce or suppress cellular proliferation. They basically add phosphates to other proteins. And I like to think of phosphate groups as like accessories, like maybe a purse. So depending on where I'm going, I might choose to bring a cute purse along with me. This is kind of similar to how an addition of a phosphate group works. If a protein gets phosphorylated, it's going to go somewhere different compared to when it does not have this phosphate group on it. Kinases are like vital proteins in cell signaling because of their ability to interact and accessorize other proteins. If I was going hiking, I might take up a cute backpack. But if I was going to like an event, I'll take a nice classy clutch.
What are your plans for after graduation, Amanda?
Right now, I'm applying to graduate schools. I really want to earn a PhD in molecular biology. I would love to specifically study cancer. Being in Dr. Thorne's lab gave me a passion for understanding how cancer works and trying to find better ways to treat and target cancer. My overall like goal is to pursue cancer research as like a career.
I love that. You're going to kick cancer's ass, aren't you? Thank you.
Thank you.
I love the idea of the different pathways. It's a mystery. It's a puzzle.
Yes, that's what I really love about it. It's a huge cause and effect chain. Like this happened because the step before this happened, and that happened because there was this signal outside of the cell that made the cell react to this. There's so many different reasons why a cell does what it does. It's so fascinating. I'm so happy that the U of A has like given me classes where I can learn about this stuff.
Amanda, do you ever listen to music?
Yes, music is a big part of my day. Right now, I'm really into like Latin music. I don't know if you've heard of like reggaeton.
Oh, it's, yeah. Like,
oh, yeah. I love Bad Bunny. I'm really excited to hear Ariana Grande's new album coming out this month.
Thank you so much for being on Thesis Thursday today.
Thank you so much for having me. I had a blast.
Thesis Thursdays is produced right here at KXCI Tucson with generous support from our listeners. For more information about this and other programs, visit kxci.org.